Proclamation number 3262 of 19th of September, 1944. Lack of knowledge, sign of God's remoteness. Inadequate spiritual knowledge is a sign of remoteness from God, for as soon as a person has reduced his remoteness from God through love, his knowledge will also increase, i.e., his thinking will correspond to the truth as soon as it is directed towards the spiritual kingdom, as soon as it touches things which are related to his soul's life. And therefore a loving person will often be able to answer spiritual questions with a conviction who need not possess earthly knowledge, for he will be instructed from within and this will not deceive him. But anyone who practices little love and is therefore still distant from God will also be able to give little enlightenment, for the spiritual realm is completely alien to him. And love urges activity, and if the loving person can be spiritually active, he is happy in the distribution of spiritual knowledge which corresponds to truth. And then he is also close to God. For this urge to spiritual activity is a sign of the working of the divine emanation of love. Yet this inner urge is lacking in a human being who never lovingly engages in activity. He does not feel the strength of divine love which stimulates him into activity, and therefore he behaves completely apathetic if spiritual stimulation is given. For he possesses nothing he could give and therefore cannot be happy in giving either. He is still too far from God and therefore does not feel the strength of love either. Spiritual knowledge is a wealth which only the connection with God brings to the human being. But anyone who is still distant from him is spiritually poor. He lacks knowledge of the truth and therefore cannot distribute truth either. And therefore he remains poor, and his knowledge also remains inadequate, because this is only the result of the working of love. And thus inadequate knowledge can always be concluded to be distant from God or to have a loveless life, because the thinking of the one who is close to God through activity of love becomes enlightened and the human being can now distribute spiritual good. And therefore an ignorant person should first be admonished to live a life of love. His attention should be drawn to the blessing and consequences of a life of love and a spiritual advantage should be made clear to him, so that he himself will strive to acquire spiritual wealth, so that he will reduce his remoteness from God through a life in accordance with God's will, through a life of active neighborly love. And his knowledge will increase and make him able to distribute spiritual good as soon as he listens to the ideas of spiritually enlightened people and works on himself by shaping himself into love. Love and wisdom are inseparable. Only the loving human being will become knowledgeable, and only the knowledgeable human being can distribute spiritual gifts again with love. He can make himself and others happy with them because he possesses the truth which is absolutely necessary in order to be able to be enlightened. Amen.